and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, folks. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Today is July 15th. Unbelievable. July 15th, mid-year. And it also happened to be tax day. As you know, we adjusted our tax day because of COVID-19. The government extended it from April 15th to July 15th here in 2020. So we had a couple of months to get our taxes. So hopefully all you guys are getting your taxes done. One announcement that I forgot to do last week, which was Friday the 10th, in the last episode, was that because of several requests that are coming in, they just keep coming in over and over again, rather than pile them up and wait to push them out on Fridays, I figured I'm going to go to a format where I post my content twice a week. And the days that I'm choosing are Wednesdays and Fridays. So every Wednesday and Friday starting today, I will be posting my content. So, you know, we can all learn and all that stuff. I'm still going to have my interviews. I used to have them random days. Now what I'm going to do is pick one day for that week, whether it be a Wednesday or a Friday, just to keep a consistent flow going on with the show. So that way you guys know exactly when I am posting as often as possible. Another announcement that I have, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I have a YouTube channel. And you can also catch a lot of these shows on YouTube. I have a playlist there with my podcast show, Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. So if that's something that you want to do, you know, you can also go on YouTube. Simply just, if you're listening to this on YouTube, by the way, hit on the subscribe button and the bell button, so that way you're notified when I push out new content. But again, it's going to be every Wednesday and every Friday from now on. So today, this morning, I want to talk to you guys about a topic that that oftentimes service-based industries, at least the ones that I service, seem to think it's not effective, or they probably don't want to get involved in it. Not sure why. But nonetheless, it is something that's an effective tool that can help drive more interest in your business, keep you top of mind, and, you know, just also become a word of mouth vehicle, if you will, to continue growing your business in an exponential way. And that topic is text messaging. Several industries use it. I know a couple of nail salons. I know a couple of barbershops that use it. But for some reason, attorneys don't use it as much. I have a few dentists that use it, but attorneys tend to not use it. A couple of HVAC companies are not using it. So I want to enlighten you guys on a couple of ideas of how you can use it. So if you were ever thinking about using text messaging as a way to increase awareness of your business with your current customers and maybe even your future customers, this is a good podcast to listen to. So, but before we get into the content, just want to talk about some regular stuff, as we always talk about. As you know, if there's a particular topic that you want us to discuss, if there's something that you have been wondering about, you know how to get a hold of us. Simply give us a call at 888-416-7752. Or you can just email us at info@lbmsllc.com. And we will definitely, we'll definitely put that your question on the show. We'll follow through, show you what you have to do, but we'll put your question on the show and we'll answer it on the show. So that's one thing we want to do. And also, if you happen to want to be a guest on our show, follow the same process, 888-416-7752, and an email is info@lbmsllc.com. As always, anything that I mention on the show will be in the show notes. Whether you're listening to it on here or on YouTube. So either way, you have links to anything that I'm going to talk about today. So on to today's content, so we can get you guys, as I like to say, edumacated on the whole text messaging thing and how it can help you grow your brand. So I'm going to talk to you about 7 ways to use text messaging to drive influence or to drive awareness into your business. Okay. So, as you know, a large majority of your audience is probably attached more than they want to admit to their phones. This is something that's known everywhere. So as you seek to drive more influence or drive more awareness about your services, you got to meet your customers where they are, you know. And if you send out engaging text messages, that's probably one of the latest ways that you can do that and increase your numbers fairly quickly. Now, there are a number of programs out there that help you do this rather easily that I can point you to. And I'll list them out in the show notes. There's so many of them. I have like 2 or 3 that I like. But this show, I'm not here to talk. It's not a product review per se, but all of the products that I'm going to list on the show notes will be able to do what I'm going to talk to you about. This is more of a tactical show, not a product review show. I can have a product review show at some point of different products, but I don't know. I like to give tactical strategies that you guys can just take and run with it. So irrespective of the tool that I'm telling you about, you guys can run with it. Okay. So let's dig into the content. Like I said, 7 ways that you can use text messaging. So the number one way, and again, this is in no order. I'm just throwing out numbers here as I go through it. But the number one way that I want to talk to you about today is incentivize engagement. So what I mean by that is that you want to find out your customers' want and needs, so that you can stay relevant. So you want to know what they want and what they need. You want to be relevant always to them. So a good strategy that you can do is you can text message them, allowing them to for you to grab their attention and just have like a targeted ad using this. So a lot of people say, okay, well, how do you do that? So you just send out some kind of personalized text with the customer's name, you know. And again, there are tools that do this for you. So it's not like you have to send text all the time. And then that text is going to have a survey question. And the survey question is going to, say, incentivize them just to answer it. So this is called an incentivized engagement. So I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So if you, you know, and your team have been curious, this is just a hypothetical thing. Let's say you and your team have been curious about the customer's preferences regarding a current service that you're providing, or a current, you know, maybe you got a new, you build out a new section in your business, or maybe even you moved, whatever. If you're curious about it, just simply ask. So you want to, you know, in that same message, you want to give, you just simply ask in the text message. But in that same message, you want to give them some motivation to respond. So you want to say something like, you know, give them a prize for the first 10 people to respond. Or maybe, or something like a discount on their next purchase or their next service or whatever. You know, like let's say it's an HVAC and you provide, you know, a monthly or maybe quarterly maintenance on their furnace or something. You can say, hey, if you're one of the first 10, you'll get a discount on that service or something like that, you know. Something like that is going to incentivize them to answer. So you say the first 10 or maybe the first 25. Depends on how large your audience is. So you don't want to go too crazy with that. So the thing that you have to do is then you want to gather this information and you want to create a targeted marketing strategy that is relevant to that. And that's going to be pretty effective marketing strategy for you. But it gives them that engagement with you. So you're top of mind at all times. I hope this makes sense. This is the only reason why we're doing this, is because we want to be top of mind. You got to remember, competition is fierce. And yes, you're going to have your loyal customers, but you're going to have your customers that are just looking for the next, you know, oh, you know, I just forgot. I used to use this HVAC company. I used to use this attorney. Oh, I used to use, you know, this plumber or whatever. And they just forget, but then they see an ad. Remember, competition is fierce. And they go, oh, yeah, you know what? I need a plumber. Oh, I need this. Let me call them. And they forget about you. But if you're doing stuff like this, you're going to be top of mind. Just a quick note before I go to tactic number two. This strategy really, really helps you understand your audience, okay? It's really, really good with that. However, word of caution, okay? It could backfire on you. Only if you overuse it, though. So, I don't want to throw a little monkey wrench on there, but you don't want to overuse this strategy. I would say give it like once a year. It really depends on your area too. If you have a large area, you can probably do it once every 6 months. But if your area is a little smaller in nature, you know, once a year is fine. The thing is, you don't want to, it can backfire. I've seen this strategy backfire because people overuse it because it's very effective. Okay. Now, number two, you want to encourage reviews, testimonials, and referrals. So I had a podcast episode where we talked about building a referral system. And now that was specific to referrals and a system around how to automate that whole process. Now, you can incorporate, if you want to listen to that, I think it was episode 14, if I'm not mistaken. But if you want to incorporate text messaging in that whole system, this will be awesome to do. So I might have not mentioned it in that article. I'm sorry, article. In that episode, I might have not mentioned text messaging as a potential way of getting referrals, but definitely you want to look into that. So you got to remember with this is that word of mouth is an effective tool for small businesses. Okay. So you want to reward your customers when they tell others about you. So whether it's a positive review, a detailed testimonial, or a referral to a friend or family, send those loyal customers a text message thanking them for their kind words with a discount code or something for a future service or whatever. Or maybe a gift, like a Amazon gift card or something. If it's not one of those repeat type customer businesses that you own. Again, I'm just here to open up the horizon. I don't know what kind of business you are, but if you're a kitchen remodeling company, you know, no one's gonna be doing a kitchen anytime soon. Again, after they finish with you, right? But you could give them some sort of an Amazon gift card or some other type of incentivized thing because they gave you the referral. So you got to remember not only will your customer appreciate, you know, the kudos, but they'll also be more likely to continue with the positive press. You know, the whole, hey, you gotta check out company XYZ. These guys are awesome, man. They did this kitchen for me. Or they do my HVAC stuff great. I mean, they always come in, they're clean, they wear masks. Nowadays, you gotta ask, do they wear masks and gloves? They wear masks, et cetera, et cetera. You know, now another idea under this same umbrella is that you want to consider sending a text out to those who haven't reviewed your business yet and offer them an incentive to do so. That's pretty powerful too. Okay. Now, tactic number three, you want to celebrate special occasions. Okay. You got to remember, like I talked about in tactic number one, or tip number one, if you use your survey text to answer your customer, to ask your customers about their special occasions, you know, so it'd be very similar. So if you want to survey them instead of, you know, in that survey, you could survey texts on this about special occasions. So you can reach them later and offer special deals to help them celebrate. I hope this makes sense for you. So in this tactic, you want to celebrate special occasions, whatever that is. And you want to use tactic number one as a survey to do it, if that makes sense. You got to remember, people love discounts. So this is just another way to bring them back into the fold if they may not have purchased in a while, you know, or if they haven't visited your dental office in a while, or they, you know, whatever that is. This is just another simple tactic. So just to recap is you want to use a survey text, that same strategy I showed you before, and ask customers about special occasions like birthdays, anniversaries, etc. That's all you're doing here. That's all you're doing. And then, you know, that helps. And if they continue, if they respond, they get a discount, whatever, whatever. That same strategy, but this is just talking about special occasions. Now, the reason why you want to do this is you also want to build in your CRM or your database this data, this anniversary or birthday or whatever that is, because you want to put it in your database, and then you want to probably even send them an email later or a special gift later or something like that. Hey, I understand it's your birthday. It's just a special gift from XYZ company. All these things help. So tactic number four with text messaging. You want to use it to remind customers of current sales and promotions. Okay. So we're busy all the time. We're living in a time that's unbelievable. I mean, we're always busy. We're always running around. We never have time for anything, right? It's a shame too, but it's true. We never have time for anything. So if you know, if you've got a sale going on or a promotion or maybe a new something new going on in your office, your customers should know, you know, and you know, you don't want it to be like a secret, you know, and you got to understand, after all, some customers, you know, may have a need or a desire for your service. You just don't know this. And your text about your sale or your promotion or whatever could just be the catalyst that leads them to seal the deal. It could, you know, it could be a timely thing. You just never know. So you just simply want to send out a quick text telling your customers what's going on and how they can, how they can participate in this sale or whatever that you're having or this promotion. You can even include a link to your website. You know, you could have a specific page on a website in the text so that the customers can find a deal or the sign up for the service at that point. You know, it makes it real simple to do it. And again, I'm going to list some software that you can use to do all of this stuff. Fairly simple. Number five, you want to inform customers about the latest and greatest. Very similar to number four. It's a little different. So think about it. Are you releasing a new product? Are you releasing a new service? Are you adding, are you hiring a new person? Are you adding a new wing? Are you, you know, whatever. The other day I saw a company, not too far from where I live. There was for quite some time in that strip mall, the space next to them was empty. It was empty for about, wow. I mean, for as long as I can remember, I've always seen that thing empty. And then I happened to be walking by there. There's a Wendy's there, near there. And I happened to be walking by and I noticed that the guy next to him, he had a regular pizza place. But it was, you know, very small. So he, you know, I saw him expanding it. And I just said hello to him, and he's like, "Yeah, I bought the place next door. I'm gonna have like a little dining area next to it." And I liked it. It was kudos to him, especially now with this COVID thing. But he was still gung ho about it. He said that, you know, he's just not gonna pack it in like, you know, he would have in the past, but you know, it's social distancing. I think he's even going to have like plexiglass or whatever. It's kind of interesting. So the question, you know, are you releasing anything new? Is there any new announcements that you want to make? If so, you want to create a little bit of an anticipation by informing those loyal customers about it. You know, keep them up to date. You know, you can also offer them a discount or a pre-order. You know, like a pre-registration thing, if you will, and you can give them a one-time promo code. There's a plethora of things that you can do with this, but all of this is only just staying top of mind. That's all we're doing. We're staying top of mind of our customer. And again, you can't overdo a lot of these things because you can become annoying after a while. So number six, and again, you don't have to use all of these strategies. Okay, so let me before I go on to number six, let me talk about that. You don't have to use all of the strategies. Just use one or two of these strategies. That's it. And you're always going to be top of mind. And depending on how big your demographic is, how big your town is, you know, it's going to tell, it's going to dictate its frequency. So understand that. All right. Now, moving on to number six, you want to automate for scheduling and important info. Very important. You want to make your life and your customers' lives a little easier by using text messaging to schedule appointments, plain and simple. See, when you send out calendar-related text, you can provide a link that allows your customers to schedule themselves on your calendar. Then you can also use an automated text system, one that I will I'm going to have two, maybe even three in the show notes that I like. Okay. So then you want to also, like I said, also use an automated text system to remind them of their appointment, or the class or the consultation with you, whatever business that you use. I mean, this is perfect for people who do, coaching work or, I had a client who was a psychiatrist. He had a lot of personal clients. This would have been perfect for him. See, you can also use text messaging to send out important practical information like updated service hours or new rules and regulations, especially now with, COVID. You can just use it instead of, hey, since the governor said XYZ about this, this is how we're going to handle that. And if you have a text messaging tool, perfect. So if your customers must arrive, say, 10 minutes prior to, another example, if your customer must arrive, say, 10 minutes prior to an appointment to fill out some paperwork, you have a doctor, actually it's like 15 minutes. I don't even know why I said 10 minutes, but let's say 15 minutes before, or even like if the first time you're going to get a massage, they always say, hey, can you arrive 15 minutes before? You can easily convey this in an automated text. It's very important. And if you provide a product instead of a service, let's say, I mean, I mostly deal with service-based businesses. That's why a lot of the stuff that you hear me say is about service. But let's just assume you provide a product, right? You can send out instructions of, for the use of other practical information via automated text. So you could say, hey, this is how you use this stuff. Click here, and that sends them to a website that shows them it, or maybe it's a video that shows them it, whatever. Number seven, ways you want to improve customer experience. That's another way. So improving every customer's experience is pretty vital. It's a pretty vital aspect of any well-run business. Okay, so use text message surveys to determine what your strengths and weaknesses are, and give your customers an incentive for providing this critical feedback. So then you want to use this data to get better at the whole customer experience. That's pretty integral. Me personally prefer using text messaging just that. I mean, and that's not, I didn't leave it for last just because that's not the reason why I left it for last. But if you do nothing else, If you do nothing else, do number 7, the one I just mentioned, customer experience improvement. That's so important. So use the same survey, but just ask, how can I have improved? How can I, you know, that kind of stuff is so important. And you can have your team meetings if you have a staff, and you talk about these things. Okay. So the bottom line is that sales is an ever changing game of finding ways to get your customer's attention and present your message. That's the bottom line. So if you want to incorporate text message strategies, any ones that I talked about today, 1 or 2, no more than that, because you can become annoying with this stuff, into your sales and marketing mix, you're going to meet your customer's expectations, and you will see how your business is effective on a positive side because you're doing this. I mean, just doing, again, 1 or 2 of these things are simple. That's as simple as that. That's, you know, you don't have to do more than 1 or 2. Okay. So let's recap. Let's go over each one before we bid farewell to this episode. So 1, you want to incentivize engagement. That's one way of doing it. And we talked about how you incentivize engagement, you know, you via surveys and yada, yada, yada. 2, where you could actually encourage reviews, testimonials, and referrals. I kind of like that too, because testimonials and reviews and referrals are very key in business. 3, you want to celebrate special occasions. Understand who your customers are. When is their birthday? When is their anniversary? You know, that's all of that stuff is very powerful and very important. 4, you want to remind customers of current promotions that's going on. 5, you want to inform customers about the latest and greatest. So if there's any new, if it's not a sales thing, like maybe you have a new service coming on soon or whatever, you want to inform them of that. Keeps them top of mind. I mean, keeps you top of mind. 6, you want to automate your scheduling and important info. Very, very important. You can use text messaging for this. 7, last but not least, and probably my favorite of all, is you use it to improve customer experience. Very, very important. Very, very powerful. So that is about it for this episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. I really hope you enjoyed it. And more importantly, I really want you to go out there and start implementing, because bottom line is, if you don't implement any of these things, it just doesn't get done. And as always, we are here to help you with any of these things that we suggest. If you want to meet up with a marketing consultant so we can go over this topic or any other topic that's out there that you may be struggling with, feel free to give us a call, 888-416-7752. I'll repeat, 888-416-7752. And either myself or one of my marketing consultants will help you out with this. So that's about it. So I will see you guys Friday. Again, remember, we're gonna be doing this a little differently. Now we're gonna come with you every Wednesday and Friday, with these podcast episodes. And again, if you want to, if there's any topic you want us to talk about, feel free to ask on those forms. All right. So I'm going to bid farewell to this episode. Until Friday, take care and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.